Hello. Today I'm talking about accountability partners. In particular, I'm talking about why an accountability partner is helping me get more fit. One of the things that I'm moving towards this year is being more physically fit. While according to my doctors, I'm healthy and everything, I want to be even more fit before my 45th birthday in May. This quote kind of shook me. After 40, your metabolism winds down 5% every 10 years, which means you have to consume fewer calories and work out more just to maintain your normal weight. That's from the Dr. Oz show, Boost Your Metabolism After 40. Even though I don't like this truth, it doesn't change the facts. Based on all of my research, there are five main components of physical fitness. One, sleep. Two, peace. According to some research, the increase in the hormone cortisol that comes from stress can contribute to weight gain. Number three, hydration. Number four, nutrition. And number five, exercise. I tend to be good at excelling at three out of the five at any given time, but I'm aiming for all five this year. Sleep, peace, and hydration are the ones that come easily to me. Meanwhile, exercise and nutrition tend to ebb and flow when I'm not focused. I have embraced the reality that at 44, it's going to take consistent effort in all five areas. That is why I have a fitness accountability partner this year. An accountability partner is simply a person who coaches another person in terms of helping the other person keep a commitment. They can be paid or unpaid. Mine is a mutual unpaid partnership. He or she just needs to be someone who will actually call you to do what you said you would. For instance, my husband is awesome, but he's an awful accountability partner when it comes to fitness. He's naturally thin and he's trying to gain weight. So, first of all, we have opposing goals. Also, he doesn't really want me to lose too much weight. He's a typical black man with southern roots. He appreciates curves. Instead of reminding me what not to eat, he's more likely to say, "Be sure that you don't lose too much weight." So, he's not an option. If accountability is going to be a mutual partnership, it helps if the person has similar goals. It doesn't have to be the same ones, but similar ones help. For instance, this month I'm eating really clean and working out daily. It's fine for me to work out daily because it's just a short DVD workout to get back in the habit. Nothing over the top. Meanwhile, my chosen partner is eating vegan and continuing her gym workouts. Once a week, we simply send each other a text reporting how we did. In many areas of my life, it's very easy for me to be my own accountability partner. But in this area, at least for now, I need the help. My schedule is filled with so many distractions. It's only been a couple of weeks into the new year, and I already see how key partnership is when it comes to changing habits. There have been a couple of days this month that my schedule was so full that I didn't even get around to doing my workouts until 11:30. I was also sick for a couple of days, but I still did my workout. I know that I probably would not have done that without my accountability partner. Now, exercise isn't that challenging for me when I get into a rhythm. Nutrition is the area that's the hardest, and that's where having a partner is the most helpful. My family has people over quite often, and so far this month we've had two couples over. One of the guys in one of the couples, he requested a meal from my Soul Food ebook, and they brought over a variety of desserts, and they wondered aloud why I wasn't eating the macaroni and cheese, biscuits, and desserts. But it was fine, and another couple came over for dessert another night. That's fine. The challenge is the people in my own home, like my husband and kids, who want special things from time to time. Even with a partner, everything doesn't go to plan, go according to plan, but it's still helpful, and I think that it will help me meet my goals.